Well,
I'm just trying to get at the legal basis for the confidentiality, because if he's writing, the person who has the privilege is the person it's being written for, but it wasn't being written by a lawyer. See, if somebody comes to my office and asks me to write a report and wants to keep it confidential, then it's confidential. If Terry's writing a report for somebody else, some lawyer stamping it confidential doesn't make it confidential if it wasn't meant to be confidential to begin with. It's only the person who is, you know, if it was written for the PNB and the PNB said, we want this to be confidential, but it wasn't done by a lawyer, it's not attorney-client privilege document.
Yeah. I'm hoping that we don't spend any more time now, particularly if it's later on the agenda. My answer to that would be, technically, he wrote it for the national office. The national office vetted it with the lawyers, and there was a determination made that this report, which was for the national office, should be made confidential.
Okay, that's,
and then you can discuss what you feel about that. I gave you my feelings, and my feelings won't change, but you can discuss what your feelings are. I'm not doing anything about it, Les.
I'm just trying to clarify that the confidentiality here is not an attorney-client privilege. It's a confidentiality of the board saying they wanted this to be kept confidential, which means the board can waive that confidentiality. That's all. I just want to get clear what we're dealing with.
This is Callan. I'm back on the call. Are we talking about the Borucius report?
Yeah, but I had a point of order.
Would you put me on the stack, please? Thank you.
Well,
My point of order was that this discussion should be come up during the agenda item.
I agree.
So that we should continue with the discussion stack on the election supervisor's report.
Right.
Thank you. Am I interrupting, Mary? Where were you on the stack?
Just Terry.
Terry, okay. LeBron was next then.
No, I hadn't spoken yet. That was my point.
You haven't
of order.
Spoken yet. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
please.
With regard to the report we just
point
heard.
Point of order, I think this is Harrison. Wasn't I on the stack?
Oh, I'm sorry, Harrison. I didn't have your. You were after Mary, that is correct. I'm sorry. And I was off the call. I apologize, people. My call dropped, and I had a long time getting back. Yes, Harrison was after Mary. You hadn't spoken yet?
No. And
no.
Thanks for the floor. First of all, Les, I want to thank you for taking on this burden, and I'm glad that we have somebody who knows what they're getting into. And I want to say that I'm pleased that you're considering hiring local election supervisors who are involved at the stations. I fear that there's a possibility that people who are involved with the station will be perceived as being part of one faction or another, and I hope that you'll try to make sure that the elections committees include people from the different factions so that it'll be obvious to everyone that the elections are being handled fairly.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the third thing I want to mention is that I'm very pleased that you're considering doing more of this sort of in-house, particularly because I'm pretty sure that will, in fact, save us money. And also because it will make things a little more transparent. That's pretty much all I have to say.
I would like to, before I call on Terry, may I ask someone to move to extend? I think we need about 10 or 15 more minutes at least. We're just about at time for this discussion.
I'll move to extend, but I don't know that we didn't make them orders of the day, but... I don't think, did we? But I'll be glad to.
Well, we had 20 minutes next to this report, and
I'll
it's now about 20 minutes.
Yeah, sure.
Can I move for 10?
10, all right. Is there a second?
We don't
need hearing no objections, then. Is anyone seconding that?
I don't think we need to in committee, right?
We don't need to for 10. All right, thank you. Go ahead, then, Terry, please.
Okay, I want to congratulate... less on trying to save us money. With regard to LSB committee volunteers, the bylaws say that LSB committee work qualifies as labor for listener sponsor member determination and does not qualify for labor for staff member qualification. And a list of all LSB committee volunteers can be gotten by the election supervisors from LSB chairs if they push for it.
I will push for it.
Yeah. The Les is familiar with the guide to STV elections prepared by the KPFK elections group at KEXP.org, I think. Is that correct,
yes.
Art?
Yeah, it's great. Yes.
K-E-W-T.
K-E-W-T.
.org.
K-E-W-T, yes.
K-E-W-T.
Right, K-E-W-T.org.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's my comment.
Okay. LaVon? LaVon?
Yes, hello?
Yes,
hello?
LaVon.
Can you hear me? Okay, I'm sorry, I'm on a cell phone. Yeah, I'd like to, thank Les for taking on this responsibility. And the information that you're giving us today in terms of, you know, how we're going to manage managing the election, I guess this is all new because we had gone with looked at the outside firms and we'd gone through a lot of information on that. So I would just be curious, Les, to see exactly, you know, after going through all of their reports and what they have outlined, what needs to be done. I'd be curious just to see from you, you know, all of the steps and steps to get the election done. And, you know, I know you've told us about buying million scanning machines and, you know, we're going toward, which we know in terms of the local election supervisors, because that was done anyway, and in terms of getting an outside firm to do the ballots and to, you know, just questions in terms of, is this a union shop? Is this a firm? You said that you're looking for bids, I believe, or exactly how you're handling that. Just because we have gone through all of this process, we've gone through a lot of questions, and also maybe to some extent we think we know, if I have the outline in front of me, what needs to be.
Well,
I'd just like to see the outline.
I will send this out to all of you, but let me be clear. This is particularly for the folks from KPFA land. The group is KP Graphics. That's the group that we worked with. David Green and I worked with for the
right.
first two local elections of KPFA. That's where we came up with the barcode and, you know,
mm-hmm.
the different ideas and ways of sending that out. So they respond very directly. In other words, it's a group that KPFA has worked with extensively. It turns out that the other two groups, I'm talking about Election Services and True Ballot, they both subcontract to Mailing House. So what they are doing is coordinating many of these things, and it doesn't take much to coordinate it. One of the things that they offer in this whole process are things that they can't do. In other words, they offer to handle telephone calls and questions about unfair labor, unfair campaign practices. All of that really has to be done by the local election supervisor and myself. We're the ones who are responsible for the decisions legally, even if we don't take them. If I tell them that they can do it, I'm still legally responsible for those decisions by the bylaws. So I have to do it anyway. Most of the work that really takes a lot of time, for example, the crunch, dealing with the candidate statements, I have to vet that anyway. I mean, we really, really do. I mean, that, you know, so to have a group that knows the process, that has, where the members are members of Pacifica, and I'm talking about the Mailing House, who understands the Mailing House and understands the glitches, and we can trace them day by day. I want somebody that I can make sure that mail, even if it's first class, if we say it goes out October 16th, it goes out October 16th. If I have to drive down to Fremont and make sure it goes out.
Yeah.
Remember, we paid True Ballot $55,000 just to coordinate this, and they didn't even send the mailing out on time.
Oh, God, don't remind us all.
Mm-hmm. All right. LaVon, did that answer your question?
No, Caleb
well, yeah.
and Perry told me that that wouldn't happen this time. But, you know, the fact is we didn't get the money back, it extended the process and cost us a fair amount, and it wasn't to make the election better. It was just to do the minimal amount. So I'm concerned about that, and I'm particularly was concerned with True Ballot.
Mm. Right. I absolutely appreciate it in terms of getting the big, and I mean I think that one of the best reasons for which you're talented in is that you have run the elections and you ran it before we got involved with a lot of other people,
mm-hmm.
but are before the national election. But my question was like, what is, since we have gone and talked with these various firms in terms of, they've given an outline of the major things that have to be done and the cost. My question was, do you have that outline? I would just be curious to see that in terms of the outline and the major steps that have to be done and the cost associated. What is your plan? I mean, I'm not asking for a detailed plan. I just would like to know, what is the general outline of the plan to get the election done and if you would have that available.
Oh, okay. That probably would be better to send out. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, yeah. If you have.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I will do that.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you
very much,
Belinda. Belinda, I believe you were up next. Yes, I just wanted to ask because, of course, as we're getting cranked up, ready toward the elections, could you possibly? I'd like to get this information you were giving us, the phone numbers and the web pages and all that. Could you put that on our listserv?
Oh.
So the phone number and all that.
Oh, right. Exactly. Okay. I might go note of that. Yeah.
I'd appreciate that.
Yes.
That way I can go ahead and start my file on that.
Sure.
Because I'm the chair for KPFT, so I want to be sure to be in complete communication what's going on.
Yeah.
That's one more question. Thank you, Melinda. One more question. You said you were going to discuss the memos you sent out and the gift subscription memo is on our agenda, but do you have anything to add to that beyond what we're going to discuss?
Yeah,
I
just briefly mentioned that with the gift
memos. Sorry, I was off the
with
phone.
The gift memos, I went over these bylaws really carefully, and it's a very active word that they have here for membership. It really is active in the sense that the person I did send out a memo.
Mm-hmm.
Gift memos, the people who received a gift membership will not be eligible to vote, period. The basis on which I made that ruling is twofold. The first, and the one that I really looked at, is the active nature in the bylaws that a person has to contribute. Not has to have contributed in their name, but has to contribute or has to volunteer and volunteer time that's either in a committee of the local station board or under the direct supervision of the station management. And it's a very active thing. That can't be passed on. And the other thing is that people, there is the second reason is that there's no registration in this process. Most voting requires some type of registration. We're simply saying if a person gives money, that automatically means they're registered. But here you're not even having a person giving money, and we're saying that they should be registered. And so that's simply not going to be accepted. It also turns out that in MemSys there is a field, gift subscriptions, and most people actually fill that out because it is a gift subscription, and the reason that field's in there, and the reason that field is in there at every single station, is that that should be marked. It's a gift subscription, and that's marked. So what we're going to do is go through, grind out the gift subscriptions, and then look and see if the person who's received a gift subscription has, in fact, since they got the gift, contributed money in their own name, in which case they'd be sent a ballot. That's the gift subscription memo. And Melinda mentioned I should post, my numbers and timeline. I'll start posting the memos I'm sending out on that webpage as well, on the listserv as well.
Oh, very good.
The memos aren't private. These are open memos.
I did have one thing.
Go ahead. Okay.
No, go ahead. Finish, please.
Well, the second one has to do with the unpaid
staff. Madam Chair, I'm sorry. We're at time now, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, can we entertain a motion to extend for a few more minutes?
I would extend for another 20, and if we don't need it, we don't use it.
No objection.
No objection. Please go ahead, Les.
Mm-hmm. Well, just very briefly,
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Was there an objection?
Yes. Terry objects.
Terry objects. All right. We'll have to take a vote then.
Although, if you promise to extend for 20 minutes, then I will, as a point of personal privilege, leave the call for 20 minutes.
Ah.
Because I must do that soon.
Oh,
I
see.
Hanging on to make the reports that are needed.
Oh, I see. So we need you to make the reports. Could we revise that, Mary, perhaps to 10 minutes?
Or
that will give Les. I mean, that will give Terry time, perhaps,
well,
to make his reports.
May I make an alternative suggestion in that case? If Terry has to leave in 10 minutes,
I should leave now.
Okay. Could we possibly take up Terry's thing? And Les, could you possibly wait? Or
certainly. I'm sitting here at home.
Okay.
Is that all right? That would be fine. Thank you, Mary, for that suggestion. Terry, do you have time now to do that? Or
I'll make time.
All right. Then go ahead. Then we'll go back to your reports, and then back to Les, and then back to Patty.
Okay. First of all, on order, the previous motion momentarily tabled from Patty Heffley, my amendment is posted on the Yahoo group as message number 724, the substitute motion. I have the text. That text is resolved that the Elections Committee reaffirms its recommendation that the WPFW delegates' election of listener-sponsored representative directors be rescinded and a new election held. The committee further recommends that the original ballots from that election be brought to the New York PMB meeting for examination by foundation directors. The only change to what I sent out is that the apostrophe in the word delegates should be after the S rather than before the S.
Okay, but you sent it out with
yeah.
that language. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. All right, do we want to deal with that now, or do you want us to do that after you leave the call, Chair?
Yeah, you can do that after I leave.
All right.
I can give committee reports.
All right. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, regarding the listserv, message number 723 on the Yahoo group lists my recommended configuration for the Google group that I think we should switch to, because that would be publicly readable by anyone without joining without joining Yahoo or joining Google. It also would allow files as attachments to be available to the public if they are included in the message, but it does not have a file storage area. With respect to, I sent a separate memo indicating that we might not want to adopt official policies with regard to a group, because that would tend to make what happens on an e-list official to Pacifica might increase liability. So if we could just informally start using the Google group, if nobody has a problem with it, then we could proceed without increasing liability. So I'm not making a motion that we approve my recommendations, just that the secretary of the group take over that group and start doing it, and if anybody doesn't like it, then they tell us.
Point of information, there's no capacity on that group to store files, is that correct?
Except as attachments to messages.
Except
that
as attachments.
Correct.
So minutes and so on, we'd have to go elsewhere for all of those.
No, you could attach them in a message to the group.
Yeah, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. And then everyone would have to download them independently. All right.
Well, they could be put on as separate messages.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, right. Anyone have any other comments on this? We suggest that we accept Terry's motion to informally begin using that group.
It's not a motion and it's not formal.
well,
at least not from me.
can can I make an informal motion?
Yes.
Can we make it? Can we begin our policy and practice of making that our listserv? Is that the way to put it?
Yeah. Is there any
objections? I would like to try that out. If there are no objections to that, I'm not too sure what should go on there. Is the problem that we want for public consumption? Are people ready to have their comments and discussions and so on made public? Perhaps we should try that out. Anyone want to discuss this at all?
Well, since
Mary
Berg,
yes, Mary.
I would like to hear, since Terry has to leave to go to work, I'd like to hear anything he has to say first before anybody else discusses it. Because
okay, I will mention that this Google configuration is very similar to the configuration that the KPFK local station board has been using for its publicly readable listserv. And there has been only little use of that list in a manner that only occasionally is something off topic, and only occasionally is something possibly deliberative. So it's worked at KPFK, this kind of configuration where anybody can see what the people are saying to each other, and if there is a confidential matter that requires communication non-public, then that's handled as just private mail to everybody, and typically that's non-deliberative.
Yes, Mary?
Well, if we had such a matter, we could put that on our Yahoo list. And we just copy it to the Yahoo list and not send it to Google. Would that?
Yeah, you could maintain both lists.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
Yeah, we could maintain the old list and the new list.
Yeah, one would be for such matters. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's a small committee. Do we think we can tell the difference? Can't we?
Well, if nobody has any
objections,
I would favor
that. But we would copy some stuff over to Google, and then other stuff we would not. So when it was to be public, we just, and everybody can set their email up that way so that it would go to both, or we could take, you know, the Google off. Does that make sense?
Sir, you're not making this a motion. You're just suggesting that we try it informally. All right. Well, then let's leave it at that, an informal suggestion, and we can write to you and look on it as we please. How's that? And do you want to go on to the, before we have, I know there's a time concern for you. The next report was on the staff teleconference work group.
Yes. I've been having a real trouble setting aside time in order to coordinate scheduling that teleconference. Although once a date is selected, I will have no trouble setting up the teleconference or attending. So I'd like to be relieved of the responsibility for scheduling it and have someone else assign that responsibility, or have the committee just select a date. I was kind of intending to recommend that Serene be selected as convener and select the date, but I heard from her in her public comments in the governance committee that she's feeling overwhelmed by work also.
Well, I would suggest that I understand you are. On the other hand, she is a co-convener, so perhaps we should wait to hear her decide that that she does not want to do this before we appoint somebody else, if that seems reasonable to you. I will email her or try to call her and ask her. And if she declines, as you think she might, then we will assign somebody.
Yeah,
I can certainly do that.
I move that the chair be empowered to appoint a new convener. for the work for the staff list work group. Without further approval of the elections committee.
If there is no no second to that, it won't go anywhere.
You don't need a second.
You don't need a second. Oh, all right. All right, I will do that if that's all right. Then I will contact Serene, and if she is unwilling, then I'll appoint someone. And I'd be happy to take volunteers for that job. Just mail me or write me, and
I'm the third person in that group, but I cannot take this on right now. I'm not getting done some things I already have on my plate.
And all right, thank you for that up front.
No, wait a minute. Point of historical memory.
Yes.
Mary Berg is saying she's overextended.
You can keep track of that, Ted.
Yeah, Richard wants that entered into the record.
Richard, wait.
No, I just appreciate all the work Mary does.
I thought that was Ted. I can't tell you guys. Who said that?
It's Richard.
Okay.
I appreciate what Mary does, and I'm always concerned she's going to burn out someday. So I'm
yes,
happy to
phenomenal.
Hear her.
Well, that's
on.
Why I'm not doing this. So I won't.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you all for that.
Oh, this is Les. My phone is going. I'm going to quick switch to another phone. My battery.
All right.
Phone. Bye.
Okay.
I hear you.
Not very successfully.
Last wish, you have to disconnect this phone. Ooh.
Hello?
Les?
That's better. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Okay, if there are no questions on the committee reports, I'd like to absent myself from the meeting for 15 to 20 minutes.
All right, thank you very much. Do you want us to call you when the next motion comes up, or will you be listening to...
No, I won't be able to respond. I'll call as soon as I get back.
All right,
okay.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, let's go back to Les at this point. Les, I was just about to ask you another question.
I think it had to do with the unpaid staff.
It had to do with... Actually, it had to do with the services corporations, the administration companies that you were looking at.
Oh, okay.
I do second LaVon's request that we get, you know, some summary and wrap up of your thinking on the final choices that you make. I would appreciate that. My own concern was with the ability of whoever. Whether it's ourselves now or another company, to audit the list and make sure that the list is cleaned beyond just the simple mailing that the bylaws demand. So I hope that you'll be able to address that when you send us a summary, and that really was my major concern, that you're going to send us out something, you know, in writing that would explain all this to us.
Yeah, I'll send something out in writing. having talked particularly to election services, as well as KP Graphics, as well as people I know out here, I'm not sure I have a solution. I'm not sure there is a solution, and I'll give some examples, which is not to say that there's not going to be the deduping, but there are so many mistakes. I mean, if you read the report, there's so many mistakes in terms of how things are entered. It makes it very difficult. Certainly it makes it impossible to have a 100% list. I think it's possible to have a 99% plus list. I think that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with the staff, it's just clear. I mean, rules have to be established and maintained, and that will be a valid list.
And the rules and the training and so on, I know some stations need it more than others, and are you overseeing that too?
Mm-mm.
All right.
That's actually not my function.
Oh, it's not your function.
No, it isn't. But there is the function is that there has to be some way of validating that folks are in fact members, and that can't be a list of names. That's not sufficient.
Mary,
I mean, we're not talking about the staff list now. We're talking about the entire list. Because I know Memphis was scheduled to do some training, and I didn't know under whose aegis that was.
Yeah. It's not under my belly. I know that this is a general concern to have accurate membership list aside from the elections. For the elections, we need it. The problem with a database that has no history function, so you don't know when things are entered or how they're changed, other than trusting that the date there is the proper date, not entered automatically, it makes it very difficult with all the different ways the same name is put in. Again, I did some verification here during the first national elections. It's just very difficult. Anyone who's done this, who's gone in there with the pledge cards and looked at this, finds it very difficult. It makes it even more difficult because the way this is handled varies from station to station. Not only is there nothing in common about the way this is handled in terms of MemSys, even the web page design, none of this is coordinated up to this point. It's why Pete, you know, wanted to actually have this meeting of the different webmasters to talk about how we're going to I'm focusing on the elections, how we're at least going to coordinate that part of it, so that the web pages all go up at the same time. If you don't have this thing where some go up, you know, the 25th, some go up in the middle of August, which has happened.
Right. Yes, that was the mess. Well, all right, maybe that's something for us to talk about further. Are there any more questions for Les? All right.
The point that this exactly, I'd written that down, that Carolyn had made in terms of the list itself and the particular concern or the major concern that we have, although the delegate election is different, but still in terms of having some type of process in place in terms of...
Are you on a speakerphone?
Okay. I'll get off. Just a second. Get off.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Modern technology.
Yes.
Is that an oxymoron?
Other issues in terms of the election and like the issue that we continue to address with the delegate election from Washington, from PFW, the process of addressing these and in terms of the turnaround time or the time that is given to address these issues, do you have like a plan? I mean, what is the plan for that? Like, in some of the past elections, like if there was a violation or something, you know, in some instances, I guess, the person who violated it was given, like, you know, well, the issue wasn't addressed for, like, maybe weeks after the violation. So just trying to look at, you know, how to address an issue in a timely manner and not have the process that you're going through now in terms of trying to address this delegate election at PFW.
Well, there's a couple different things. I mean, first of all, I think one of the good things that the National Committee did is to push the time for me to be hired, because having this additional time means I can go through and set certain policies before we get into the election itself, which is really, really helpful. So certainly those things that have already occurred before, I mean, we do have a rich history of these violations. Those things are relatively easy in the sense that a policy can be made before the election begins. And I think I'm really hopeful that takes care of a large number of these. But we all know that there are things that come up that haven't happened before. And, you know, I certainly want to make sure that the staff understands, particularly in this election where there are some contradictions between some parts of the staff and some parts of the local station board, that they understand that they really, really, that their job is to publicize the election to the maximum and stay out of the politics of the election in terms of how the listeners, you know, that there is that fair campaign thing. I think it's going to be difficult. I think that there are probably more contradictions this time between the staff and some parts of the listener elections than there have been in the past. So I think the policy really has to be in place before the election process actually begins. You know, part of that is just working with the staff, talking to them, making sure at least if they do break this, it's done consciously. Because if it's done consciously, I think that the penalty could be harsher.
Hmm. Here, okay, here. That's interesting.
You understood what I mean. I think everybody, because sometimes there's a pro forma thing of having everybody sign the Fair Campaign Pledge. I don't think that's what's necessary. I think what's necessary is really having it very, very clear what it means to violate the Fair Campaign Pledge. I think that's very important. If the staff understands that, then if they consciously break it, it's much more serious than somebody who doesn't know how to handle, a campaign person calling up, a listener calling up and saying, I'm campaigning for such and such. Those types of things can be handled way before July comes along. We have a month yet to make sure that those policies are understood by everybody on the staff.
Thank you. That's clarifying. Yes, Mary, and then I'm putting myself on after you. Go ahead, Mary.
Well, I just want to make sure. We were talking about unpaid staff issues, and I know that there's going to be quite a furor, I'm sure, at BAI and at KPFK among some elements of the unpaid staff organizations there because they have rules, and there's already an awful lot of hoopla. What is your plan for? Is this going to be just something that management puts out, and so that will be that management would bear the onus of it, or?
Well, here's where management.
What is the game plan to get this to happen without bloodshed?
Okay, the game plan is like this: staff, and that includes unpaid staff.
Yeah, I mean unpaid.
Some very definite rights. They have the right to have training on their equipment. They have the right to use the equipment. They have right access to the studio. So there are some rights there. And part of that means that there are certain responsibilities. The responsibilities to say, what are my duties for a particular show? How many hours do I put in? You know, what is my name and address? In other words, you need to be able to contact the person. They need to say, here's what I'm working on, and here are the hours I work. That's what we can verify. And according to the bylaws, I have to verify these folks, so I have to have that information. I can't have a list of names. I have to have their names, the details, what their duties are, and how much time they spend on the duties, working on specifically staff items. And if I don't have that, I won't verify them. In other words, if people turn in names, that automatically means they're not verified.
Hmm. So
it
so,
has to. I mean, because otherwise.
No, I understand. No, I think it's totally reasonable. That's not my question.
Hey, Les, I got a list of names for you.
It's not the names. It's not the naturally. I mean, the employer, even if it's unpaid people, they have to know who's in the building. They have to know who's working there. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer. But how to make it? How to get that down people's throats. There's a huge hue and cry against it. Are you going to be part of this? Is management, is like the HR director, or the...
What is the game plan for this? I post the memo we sent out. If I don't get those lists of what the duties are, the hours, et cetera, so that we can actually verify this, they simply will not be given ballots. That decision has been made. That memo has been sent out.
Sent out where?
To all the general managers.
Oh, to the general managers, but not to the unpaid staff people?
No, I will be sending it out. I'm going to try contacting and seeing how I do that. Mary, as a member of the unpaid staff organization at KPFA, you realize that KPFA also has its problems.
That's what I said, both those two
yes.
stations.
Yes.
They probably have the most problems because they have existing rules, and there are factions that are just practically rabid about it. And that's why I was wondering how it's going to be handled without bloodshed. I wasn't really being figurative.
Yeah, it's going to be handled because it's rational that they.
Yeah, it is rational, but I mean,
they
will
put
it fall on you?
Work. If they don't do that, they can't be verified and they won't be voting. And that's, you know, that's.
I think if I may, the problem is a very interesting one. List needs a list to send out to people to tell them that they need to get on the list, and there is no list to send out to. So
that's
a dilemma. Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, that's what I mean. That was my question. Is it going to be on your head? Are you going to be getting the death threats, or is it going to be management? That's what I'm talking about.
No, that's up to the
now,
people.
Now, what
to
is
get
the game plan? That's what I'm in.
I'm giving uh-huh. you my game plan. My game mm-hmm. plan is very, very clear. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's that I need that list of names, duties, hours worked. And that list has to come into me, and if I don't have that list, they simply don't vote.
Okay. And
if they want to give
okay.
me a death threat, I don't know. I mean, that's up to them.
All right, I'd like to move along to
okay.
one last question,
okay,
if we may, and then thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Leslie, I had one last question, and that is, you mentioned the manual, and I assume that between that and the policies you're going to be sending out, much of it you will be rewriting, but if you want any help or you want
that's
anyone
what?
On the committee to help
yes.
you, please let us know what we can do. If you'd like us to draft or send suggestions, please just let us know how we can help with that.
I know, Carolyn, I know that you mentioned that there was another manual that you think came out of L.A. I certainly would like to see that. And
I may have been mistaken on that, by the way. I may have mistaken the STV handbook for a manual, I may use that interchangeably. I'm still checking that out, but I suspect that that's the case.
Yeah.
Mary Berg, I thought so also, though, and I didn't get them. I thought there were two different things.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll keep looking. Mm-hmm.
This is Harrison. This is sort of why I asked Art to be here. Art,
mm-hmm.
did you have something
right.
to do with that?
My contribution and that of Jack Van Aken and the other members of EWG was the preparation of a 40-page manual called STV for Small Elections.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a guideline for conducting, not by computer but by hand, small elections such as an LSB electing committee members. It was distributed in paper form to maybe 40 or 50 copies scattered around over the last 6 months, and it now resides in .pdf format for anyone with Acrobat Reader on the kewg.org website. And it's basically the guidelines by which one runs small, non-computer STV elections.
Yeah, that is correct.
The only thing
that
we have done other than conducting the seminar,
mm-hmm.
and that manual was waved around and sort of introduced at the seminar at the recent PNB meeting in downtown Los Angeles. Questions?
Yeah, that's the one manual. We were also, I think that we heard of another manual that we think we did about.
I think that may have been
procedures.
My mistake, Mary. Yeah.
Well,
all right,
I don't know. But uh-huh. We'll check. Let's check further. I'm not sure.
Yes, go ahead. Les, you were talking about the. Procedure, if you wanted any.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
as I go through, I think part of it also, well, if we are talking about a manual, we're not just talking about what has been in the past. We're also talking about better ways of doing things.
Fine.
And I should mention a couple of problems that anybody who has any suggestions, they don't have to be solutions, but even suggestions. Number one, it would be any ideas on how to carry out these forums. We've had a variety of ideas. At KPFA, for example, there's been one-on-one interviews. There's been lots of people being interviewed at one time. We've had, you know, groups of four people randomly selected who would be on various programs. But there are times when folks say that still is not enough because many of the things that they hear sound the same. The election committee, and I said this was true at many stations, came up with a lot of good questions. But sometimes, you know, they'll ask the questions and you get generic answers. So you have one person answer the question, the other three sort of expand on it rather than any kind of debate or difference of vision or things that people could see differentiate the candidate. It would be any suggestions folks have on that I would appreciate. I think that's part of what should go into an election manual. Ideas for outreach. You know, some places have done cable TV. I think that's a good idea. General meetings in a variety of places. We need to build up a list of that type of thing. And so folks have suggestions for you know, ways of developing large outreach meetings. I think that's important because part of the function of the election campaign is in fact, increasing listenership. If at all possible, and certainly increasing the people who think of running for office.
Carolyn, can I be on the staff?
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, who was that, please?
Richard.
Richard, go ahead, Richard.
I'd like to ask, Les, one of the things that I see lacking in all those formulas is any kind of real debates where, you know, people just, you know, talk about what their visions are and or a particular issue about, you know, like at KPFA. Why do you support having Democracy Now! On a prime time in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
And have other people say why they don't. I mean, you know, in the last election, one of the slates that I was part of, elected on, you know, put down positions on certain things, and the other one didn't even mention Democracy Now!, which was a key issue, and it never really got discussed.
I think it would
be nice if those kind of things could actually be, you know, because when you just, like you said, when you ask these generic questions, everybody has their little pat answers, as opposed to getting into the issues. And, you know, where do you think, what's your position about directors' inspection rights? And you know, some people are going to be running for re-election, and some of those people voted against it consistently. And they need to be, you know, asked about why they did that.
Richard, I'm going to put that on the list of things that we need to add to. I think we're running way over time here, and I don't want to get into a discussion of individual points. Les has asked for some suggestions, and I think that that's a good one, and we need to add to them.
And they can be done by, I'll be putting my phone number and my email on the listserv, and any suggestions people have.
We'll write them up and send them to you.
We're running way over time here. Les, thank you so much for all the time and the help and the information.
Okay.
Appreciate that very much.
I also just want to thank Les for another thing, which I think is very important. He has a principle about transparency that he believes in, and I just want to thank him for being so true to that, because that's what makes democracy work.
That's true.
You're going to hear that over and over again from me. Yes.
Thank you, Les, very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. All right, if we can get back to our agenda, I think we had interrupted Patty, and there was a motion. I don't know. Patty, did you send that motion to us, or do you have wording that you want to read to us?
I sent the motion to Mary.
To Mary?
I don't know if it would be withdrawing it or something for to stay with the previous motion or the one that Terry gave. And, you know, if all else, because he actually imparted what I was interested in doing, which is bringing the ballots to New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fine with that. I just would like to add a whereas to his motion.
All right. If we can, let me read that original motion. It was resolved, Terry's substitute motion. Resolved that the Elections Committee reaffirms its recommendation that the WPFW delegate selection of listener-sponsored representative directors be rescinded and a new election held. The committee further recommends that the original ballots from that election be brought to the New York PNB meeting for examination by foundation directors, and you wanted to add something to that?
Whereas the Luria report has not been officially received by the PNB, nor has the Elections Committee received the report.
A preface. Whereas,
a preface,
all right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And that you have that, Mary, already.
Oh, I
sent
that, okay,
that to you before. So I would like that mm-hmm. added to my withdrawn.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Terry substitute is better.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. So
all
I
right. So that motion is up for discussion, and that's fine. Is there any discussion on the Terry's motion as amended by Patty?
Terry?
This is Harrison. This is, a point of order.
Yes,
think it would be better not to have that Terry's motion amended in that fashion, and so I think I'd like to have the opportunity to speak to what I think should have been ruled as an amendment.
I'm sorry, I missed
you,
that.
You want to, you're speaking to the whereas?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, all right, and your point is?
It just seems to me that, you know, everything at Pacific is so contentious that it's just better to leave the kind of personal mentions of blame. Just can't we just try to leave that out as a general policy? That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only point I want to make.
Any more discussion on that?
Terry?
I'm confused.
Terry, uh-huh.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Harrison that it's not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to change the language of that motion slightly. The word that is unspecific and could be interpreted as meaning the new election. So I'd like to replace the word that with the words the disputed. So the
as in resolve the disputed election?
No.
Where are you? Which then?
That the ballots from the disputed election will be brought to New York. Not the ballots
from
the new election.
All right, that's fine. Correct. Mm-hmm, the ballots from the disputed election. All right, got it. All right, that makes a point of clarification. That's easy. All right, anyone else want to respond to that?
Mary Bird, I just want to say I don't have Patty's motion that she sent to me, so I hope.
Let me check it out. Oh, you know why? Because it's sitting here in my box. Here it goes now. Bing, bing,
okay.
Bing.
I was thinking.
That's why you don't have it.
Okay, I thought something had happened.
I'm sorry.
On my end. No problem. Okay.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting for that, we need to vote on the whereas statement, since there's an objection to including that. Mary, can you read... take a roll call vote on that, on whether or not that, whereas the Luria report has not yet been received.
Okay. And
this would be to agree or to include it or not.
And
so if we vote yes.
That the original ballots from, we're removing that and saying the disputed election, correct?
But right now we're just voting on the whereas addition to that.
Okay, Patty's whereas, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll come back to me because I have to receive it first. Carolyn?
Clarification, I'm assuming that no means eliminate it, not to include it. So I'm voting.
And if we vote a yes vote will mean that we accept the whereas motion.
Right, I'm voting yes.
Okay. Terry?
No.
Patty?
Pass.
Okay.
Pass on my motion.
Melinda?
Yes.
Richard? Richard Phelps? I'll come back to you. Did Deb Shafto ever get here?
Yep.
Not that we heard.
I thought I heard a few months ago, yes.
Yes.
I talked to her, and she said she was going to get here.
Yes, I'm on. Mm-hmm.
She's been saying
okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
When did you get on here, Deb?
Oh, a long time ago.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
so
how do you vote on this?
Yes.
Harrison.
No.
Ted.
Pass.
Levarne.
Pass.
Okay, and I am still passed. I have to get hold of it, and I can't kind of do that while I'm doing this. Let's see. Patty, you passed.
yeah, I did. And I'm still, whereas the Leary report has not been officially received by the PMB, nor has it received the report, well, it's a whereas, isn't it? It has nothing to do with the motion. I'll say yes. I made it. I'll say yes. Because it's true.
Okay. So you say yes. And Richard Phelps, are you there? Richard Phelps? Okay. Ted, you passed.
Yeah, and I'm passing primarily because I would like to have it restated one more time. I'm not as clear on what is being said here as I should be. Can I request that the motion be restated one more time?
Sure.
Shall I read it?
Yeah, you
please.
Can read it.
Okay. It's
just the whereas is what we're voting on now. That's all we're voting on.
Yeah, but I might as well put the whole...
No, just don't confuse people, Patty. Just read the part we're voting on
now.
Whereas... one clarification of the vote.
Whereas the Luria report has not been officially received by the PNB, nor has the Elections Committee received the report.
We're only voting on that, not the rest of the resolution?
That's correct. That was the amendment.
Full vote, no.
Well, that kind of doesn't make sense, does it? Okay, well, you're voting no, Ted?
Mary, I am, but please don't add your editorial comments, even though I agree with them.
Okay. LaVarne, are you ready to unpass?
Okay. I vote yes.
Let's see. Richard Phelps, you're going. You're good. Are you there? I guess Richard is not there. Okay. I'm going to abstain because I don't understand the point of it. I mean, that little sentence. Okay, so now we have everyone but Richard. Okay, so yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes. And 1, 2, 3 no's. So it passes.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right, now for the main motion. Murray, would you read that if you have it in front of you?
Are you talking about Patty's motion or?
Terry Goodman's motion.
Terry
Goodman's that Patty accepted as a substitute.
Yeah, that's, I will, hang on. If you have it in front of you, you could read it. I just have to go get it here.
You want me to read it?
Sure, if you
please,
have it.
Please, Patty.
It's right here now?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. Whereas the Luria report has not been officially received by the PNB, nor has the Elections Committee received the report, resolved that the Elections Committee reaffirms its recommendation that the WPFW delegates election of listener sponsor representative directors be rescinded and a new election held. The committee further recommends that the original ballots from the election be brought to the New York PNB meeting for examination by foundation directors.
One correction, I believe it was that from the disputed election.
Yeah,
instead of from that election, from
yeah,
the
from
disputed,
the disputed election.
Election.
Okay,
correct.
From the disputed election.
Correct. All right.
Okay.
Is there any discussion on that?